Hi, Goodvach. This is Yisachar Wartell. This is my 3 weeks beard, and we are up to a new Sefer. That's right, Sefer Devarim. A lot to talk about, but we're going to be talking a little bit about numbers. Even though numbers is what we call Bamidbar, and Devarim is Deuteronomy, we're going to talk about numbers anyway. And what do I mean by that? Well, we're going to talk about the numbers 10 and the number 11. There's actually a lot of fascinating things on this. My upcoming Sefer, so if you're not aware, I have a first Sefer out, Parsha Ponderings. That'll be volume one, right? It's an all of Chumash, about two Divrei Torah on each Parsha. Same type of things that I'm telling you in these weekly Shiur, these weekly 10 on 10 for 10 on Shiur enjoyment. I'm working on my second volume right now, and these are going to be in there together. So it's kind of like two different ones that kind of work well together. So as we know, Parsha Devarim is always read on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, right? Just like this year. We know it's an intense day of mourning. The ninth day carries into the 10th day. However, what's interesting is that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, like it did a couple years ago, then Tisha B'Av is nidche, it's pushed off. Now Tisha B'Av is the 10th day. And therefore, the 10th day actually spills into the 11th day. So normally, we actually have kind of a, maybe I'll talk about it a little bit. We have actually a parallel between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. They're both full fast days. They both occur on the same day of the week. There's a lot of actually concepts then, but they're both involve nine going into 10. What do I mean by that? That Tisha B'Av, obviously it's more clear. It's the ninth day, but the temple was burning all the way and wasn't fully consumed until the 10th day. And Yom Kippur, we actually have to start on the ninth day. We have to start fasting on the ninth day. In fact, the Torah says even feasting on the ninth day to be able to prepare for the fast is also considered part of Yom Kippur. The Torah in one place says ninth day for Yom Kippur, in one place it says the 10th day. So we have nine going into 10. That's a common thing. We often see seven going into eight. We sometimes see nine going into 10. 10's usually the cutoff, but there are some times that we have 10 going into an 11, such as when things are nidcha, things are pushed a little bit. So when Tisha B'Av is pushed off and it's on Shabbos, then Tisha B'Av was the 10th, and it spills into the 11th. This concept of the fact that number 11 can happen is actually alluded to in Parsha Devarim, right, where the number 11 actually occurs two times. As the Torah writes, Achadasar yom mechorev derech har Seir ad Kadesh Barnea, 11 days from Chorev by way of har Seir until Kadesh Barnea. And then the immediate pasuk, the Torah writes, Vayehi ba'arba'im shana ba'ashtei asar chodesh be'achad chodesh. And it was in the 40th year in the 11th month, on the first of the month. Coincidence? I don't think so. The Torah jumps from the first or second year in the Midbar prior to the episode of the spies all the way to the 40th year, which really might be 39th, not getting into that, where Moshe is about to give his final set of speeches to Bnei Yisrael. It's interesting. Both psukim specifically use the number 11, but not only that, two different terms for 11 are used. The first time it says Achad Asar, the second time it says Ashtei Asar, two different terms that both mean 11. Now, the more familiar term, achadasar, is one that we often, just makes sense. It literally means one onto 10. Ashtei is a weird language, however. The Ibn Ezra actually has an extensive commentary as to what this lashon of ayin shin tav actually means, but he briefly explains that it is related to the word ashtonot, which is used in Tehillim and refers to thoughts or ideas. And he states that it's the idea that 10 gives birth to everything beyond 10, the first of which is 11. Now, Reb Mordechai Satorsky explains, based upon many mystical concepts, that the number 11 connotes emunah and faith. In fact, there are numerous very good shiurim just on number 11. So this is just going to deal with a few pieces of that. 10 is a full spectrum, something that is not just beyond nature, which is 8, but something that is beyond logic. That's 11. It requires faith and belief to understand. For the first 10 days of Av, we have sadness, despair, and destruction. But in most years, after 10, once we have 11, things start to get better till we reach the pinnacle on Tu B'Av. But things start to be a relief. There's the possibility of things getting better. But when you're in a terrible tragedy, Chas V'Shalom, or any terrible tragedy, but certainly imagining destruction of Beit HaMikdash, it's difficult to imagine something beyond, right? If somebody just had somebody lost a loved one, or somebody had something horrible happen to them, or certainly something on a national scale, even like something more recently like the Holocaust, who would have believed after the Holocaust that we have Eretz Yisrael and we have the thriving so much that we have today? Hashem asks us to have faith that things will get better and we can be happy again. So the first instance of 11 in our parsha specifically refers to the 11 days B'nai Israel traveled from Chorev. Chorev is a nickname for the area in which Har Sinai was located, although we're not going to get into why it's called Chorev. The word Chorev, in a certain sense, means the word for destruction, but we also use that word Charav to refer to destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So even though we're not going to get into why Har Sinai and that region was called Chorev, the fact that the Torah Dafka uses that particular name here might be telling us that the number 11 corresponds to looking beyond a destruction. Don't look at 10. Look at what comes after. You have 9 going into 10. Things are complete. Things look like they're over. It's finite. It's done. No. There's now time for rebuilding, time to move forward. Each day is one step there. 11th day is the first day afterwards. The Torah therefore mentioned 11 days. And the word for day is yom, which has a numerical value of 56. When you have 11 days, you have 11 times 56, which is 616, or the word yoter, which means more. There is always something more. We are limited to the confines of time and the physical world, but Hashem always has a plan. We must have faith. We must have emunah that there's something more beyond the despair and destruction. Now, 616 is also Yitro, of course, the same letters as Yoter, who realized that there was something more than the idols he worshipped, that there was a God who was infinite, and a being who was beyond everything, who was Yoter, who was a master beyond time and the physical world. He understood this concept. So now, as the Torah begins its final book, Hashem through Moshe is teaching us about this powerful concept of emunah. Yet it not only teaches us about the Echad Asar, which is in the form of days, but also the Ashte Asar, which is specifically counted by months. A month is known as a Chodesh, and Chazal explained to us that it reminds us that we always have the opportunity to be Mechadesh, to begin anew. Just like the moon resumes its cycle to grow again from the darkness, so can we. We have thoughts and ideas, like the word Ashtonot, and we can move forward and explore them. We may hit snags, we may fall down, but ultimately it's the will of Hashem for everything to happen. And He wills for us not only to have emunah that everything is for the best, but that we can make that best happen, that we can move forward to rebuild, that we have the strength to begin again, that we have the power to decide whether we'll dwell in negative circumstances or whether we'll have faith in Hashem and faith in ourselves, that we can move forward onto bigger and better things. I want to add a couple other small pieces to it, that the Arizal explains that the number 11, as amazing as it is to go beyond logic and to go beyond and reach the impossible and, just completely surpass the quota set, so to speak, that can actually be a curse if you're going beyond for selfish purposes. And this is something we want to think about when we're in the 9 days, right? When we are striving to do things in our lives, are we doing it l'shem shemayim? Are we doing things for the right reason? Now, obviously, that's a complex thing. And, he and others bring the concept that Esav has 11 chiefs. And there's other allusions that talk about, 11. And then that's actually combated by the fact that Yosef is the 11th son, which, by the way, we have the word Yosef in nearby Pasuk also. Not the thing I want to talk about. We have the number 11 can either be Yosef or Esav. You can be dreaming and you can go to the stars. You can take it to amazing, amazing places, or you can take it to very corrupt places. Now, I can connect it to the concept of Yosef. I'm not going to get into all of that right now. That's also a concept of Yosef telling the brothers and us through the Torah about the fact that we can go beyond as the formation of Klal Yisrael, that we have that ability to go beyond, not just go beyond like the way we go from 7 to 8, to go beyond the natural into the supernatural, but to go beyond in the sense of emunah, to go beyond logic, and that we can have faith in the emunah and bitachon. And when we want to add on, we shouldn't seek to add on to be yoter in terms of our material wealth. We don't want to be yoter in what we have. We don't want more of this. We don't want that. We might want it, but that's not what Hashem asks us from us. We want to add on in a spiritual sense. 10 is generally seen as a perfect number and a quorum, but there's no limit when it comes to personal and spiritual growth. One can always strengthen his or her connection to Hashem, midos, learning. Scale of 1 to 10, one should not settle for mediocrity. One should not even let 10 be the limit. You should seek to go beyond, to be yoter, be more than what you are currently, right? To move beyond. L'shem Shemayim, 10 should not be the limit. You should strive to be an 11. Wishing you all on Shabbat Shalom. and a easy but meaningful Tisha B'Av.